Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry for one more day. Well, forget about those annoying job interview questions for a moment, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What if your next job interview instead sounded something like this?
Every time I miss, and they still jump up and down and are happy. Oh, there, plus 50 points. You win, it says. Now, I don't know. I feel skeptical. Maybe it's just being nice.
That is New Tech City host Manuja Marodi playing a video game called Balloon Brigade. She's in the studio with me now. This is a fun game. It's fast-paced, and depending on how you play, it might be the reason you get hired or, more importantly, don't get hired at your next job. Now, some companies are using video games like this as a way to evaluate potential employees. It lets them learn how candidates behave by monitoring their micro-behaviors in games like this. Micro-behaviors? Do they work well as a team? Are you patient enough? Are you quick? How do you function under pressure? Can you shoot down asteroids in the blink of an eye? No? Well, Manuj Zamarodi, as I said, managing editor and host of WNYC's New Tech City, joins me now in studio. Hi, Manuj.
Hi there. Great to be back.
I would love to avoid those annoying job interview questions, but being handed an iPhone and knowing that I'm being evaluated in my personality is unnerving.
Yeah, it is unnerving. And also, you can't game this, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? It's measuring things that you haven't even thought of. Like, how long did your finger hesitate over something? Were you strategic or were you more sort of cautious or hasty? It sort of measures all the different things about how you act that you can't. It's not just about whether you win the game or whether you're successful in this case with lobbing water balloons and killing the imps, which I was not that successful at, I have to say. And I spoke to the CEO of Knack. He's the guy who made this game, Balloon Brigade, and he has a bunch of other ones. And it's a new company that makes video games that are also being used as hiring tests. And he says each of these micro behaviors, they leave sort of digital breadcrumbs to create a profile of a person.
It's a stream. It's a very large data stream of your micro behaviors. And we collect all the digital breadcrumbs that you leave in the game as you play the game. And those breadcrumbs show us and tell us about how you think, how you problem solve, how you persist. Do you have the grit to deal with challenges? Because the game becomes very challenging and frenetic at some points.
So the key, though, is that they collect the data. I hate to use the term, right, big data, but this is what it's all about. So let's say, hypothetically, your responsiveness was off the charts good on one of these video games and you get a job working at a call center and you were awesome at the call center, right? Then HR would know to look for more people who played the game like you. So they need to follow this over time.
So this isn't necessarily about you didn't destroy enough balloons. It's more about establishing a pattern. Still, you know, it sounds so incredibly reductionist. You get along in the workplace because you like Jane and she likes you, but you don't like Billy and he's too domineering. I mean, hurling balloons at a tiger or whatever it may be just sounds like it's so cellular that it doesn't really say anything about me.
Well, you know, and we don't necessarily know. Like, it's very early days, I want to point out, with using games for hiring. And I spoke to The Atlantic's Don Peck. He's really an expert on hiring practices. And I asked him, you know, what proof do we have that these tests actually work? And he tells me this story about Hans Heringa. This is a guy at Royal Dutch Shell. His job is to find big experimental innovation projects. And it was taking him like 2 years to find the people who had the ideas that could really sort of see through. So he went to Knack, the guy you heard earlier, the CEO, and he said, here are 1,400 people. I'm going to get them to play the game. I'm going to tell you how they did for half of them. The other half, you tell me how they did. And he was absolutely floored. The game almost perfectly predicted who would be the successful innovators. Here's Don Peck.
Through gameplay alone, without ever meeting the scientists involved, without knowing their pedigree, without interviewing them, without even seeing their ideas, was actually very successful in predicting which scientists would have ideas that would ultimately pay off.
Now, whether those scientists got along or not, I don't know. But right. It turns out they had the key thing that they had was unbelievable discipline. And they're also open to new ways of thinking. And they learned this by playing a game called Wasabi Waiter, where players deliver digital sushi in a crowded restaurant.
Digital sushi. Does anybody have any idea, I have to ask, what would be the effective game app for the radio show host? You're talking and I'm listening, but I'm sitting here thinking, what could they force me to play that would tell them if I'm any good at this job?
Well, I mean, I played one game that told me that I had a low moral obligation for seeing tasks through. But one of these game CEOs said to me, you know what? You don't know. Maybe having a low moral obligation, that actually means you're a good boss because you're good at giving orders and you don't feel badly about it. So it's hard to sort of quantify this. But I do want to point out what this could mean is that it doesn't mean where you went to school or who you know. These CEOs say that instead of a LinkedIn profile, maybe you would just have a number that symbolizes who you are.
A number that would link to your performance on a spreadsheet and how you compare with other people in terms of what did you say? Moral? What was the term?
Low moral obligation. Exactly.
Low moral.
That's what I have.
Have low moral obligation.
I have low moral obligation.
You sound like a terrible coworker.
Oh, don't I though? Yeah. Well, you'd have to ask the newsroom how I do on that. But you know, to me, I got annoyed because I thought, well, I've been told by Lean In and all these other women's books that I shouldn't spread myself too thin because I have kids and I work full time. And here, this test was measuring that as low moral obligation. You know, it's very, very, very early days with all of this. But I think on the one hand, it's not going to play to prejudice, whether what your gender is, what your sexual orientation is, where you went to school. The world is becoming more about how you perform and not sort of what the extra signs that you have.
But do I want to see the day where this replaces sitting down with the boss? I mean, we all hate those questions. We hate job interviews. Maybe you'd like to be handed an iPad and say, go in the room and play the game for 45 minutes. Or maybe you feel like you have a winning personality and you don't want it to be distilled by Candy Crush.
Yeah, I think there are some people who would gladly take a video game, happily do this instead of having an inane conversation. And then those of us who maybe don't gravitate towards video games, at some point, I guess we'll have to trust that it can sort of see through us and bring our true selves out. We have to watch and see.
Well, we knew this day would come in a way. The generation that grew up playing Atari and then Nintendo and then PlayStation and then
right.
Xbox somehow is now using video games to decide who will and who won't get that next job. Manoj Zomorodi is managing editor and host of New Tech City, and she's been playing video games that, well, didn't
yeah,
keep you out
well.
Of this job, and we're glad for it.
Not yet.
Manoj, thank you.
Great to be here, Todd.